Dr. Penske dictating amount. I am here, Anthony Williams. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Williams as described in the reports listed above, but he's now a 61-year-old male who, again, relates he was injured at work on 10/27/12, but he walked into a part of a machine/deli slicer and struck his right knee. Period. He went to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment culminating in knee replacement surgery. Period. He completed his course of active care about 6 months ago. Period. A paragraph of additional records show he received an order approving settlement on /12/3/19, which is actually his reopener claim, period. He had received new paragraph on 9/5/17. He was seen by orthopedist Dr. Silver for right knee osteoarthritis. Period. He had surgery done by Dr. Silver in 2012. Period. He also had surgical arthroscopy of the left shoulder with rotator cuff repair in January 27 by Dr. Vanderbeck. Period. He did undergo right total knee arthroplasty by Dr. Silver on 9/5/17. Apparently was discharged from the hospital the next day with a diagnosis of right knee degenerative joint disease. Period. In paragraph on 2/20/19, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVenero. Period. He had issues since the arthroplasty on 9/5/17 by way of pain and stiffness. Period. X-rays were done in the office. Scratch that. X-rays from the day of surgery were reviewed. Period. He diagnosed acute pain of the right knee and recommended updated x-rays. Period. These were done on 3/5/19 to be inserted. Period. They were repeated on 5/29/19 to be inserted. Period. He followed up with Dr. DiVenero through 3/23/22. Period. He had no improvement with physical therapy. Period. There was nothing else to be offered. Period. X-rays demonstrated stable prosthesis. Period. Functional capacity evaluation was suggested. Period. In paragraph on 9/29/21, Mr. Williams was seen by Danielle Ponzio, P-O-N-Z-I-O, for evaluation of prior right total knee replacement. Period. He remained symptomatic. Period. She wanted to rule out a periprosthetic joint infection versus loosening. Then referred him for right knee x-rays, comma bone scan, comma, as well as a SED rate and CRP. Period. The x-rays were done on 2/8/22, showing the total right knee prosthesis in place. but there was no loosening or break of the prosthesis, nor fracture or dislocation. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. He had dry skin. Bilaterally, period, there were multiple scars about the right lower extremity. Period. Longitudinally overlying the patella was a 6-inch longitudinal scar. Period. In the lateral thigh, there was a scar measuring approximately 4 inches in length. Period. In the medial thigh was an oblique scar measuring 6-7 inches in length. Period. Had no recall of injuring either of those areas. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the right knee was guarded between 0 and 25 degrees of flexion. Period. Motion of the left knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+ for right hamstring and 4/5 for right quadricep strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Knee maneuvers, he was marginally cooperative with provocative maneuvers about the right knee, but these were negative. Thoracic normal lumbar circle. He ambulated with a limp on the right using a quad cane. Pretty was able to stand on his heels and toes with support. Pretty changed position slowly and was able to squat to 50 degrees and rise. Period. Impressions on 10/27/12. Anthony Williams injured his right knee at work as marked in my prior reports. Period. Since seen here in 2018, he reopened his claim. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Silver and diagnosed with degenerative joint disease. Period. Total knee replacement was performed. Period. Subsequently, he reported ongoing symptoms. Had the benefit of further orthopedic consultation with Dr. DiVernero and Dr. Ponzio. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found he ambulated with a limp on the right using a quad cane. Period. He had guarded range of motion about the right knee. Period. Provocative maneuvers are unrevealing, although he was only partially cooperative with them. Period. He was able to squat to 50 degrees and rise. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 15% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg, regardless of cause. Period. The increase from my earlier assessment accounts for the degenerative joint disease treated with knee replacement, comma, possibly unrelated to the event of 2012. Period. And